Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. Following a gutsy, ugly win against the Ravens last Sunday, the Steelers headed into an early but much-needed bye week. Considering how the Steelers' offense has struggled to move the ball and score points, it would be logical to think that the players would immediately, quote, head back into the lab, unquote, as defensive leader Cam Hayward likes to say when talking about how to correct any problems occurring on the field. But former Steelers defensive lineman Chris Hoke had a different idea for second-year quarterback Kenny Pickett. Talking to Bob Pompeiani on the KDKA postgame show, he suggested that Pickett go to the Bahamas for a week and clear his head a little bit. Hoke went on to explain that Pickett knows the offense and has studied enough and that the young quarterback just needs to relax and come back refreshed and ready to go. Obviously, we don't need any Steelers players to recreate the famous photo of the Giants on their Miami boat trip. And no, Pickett isn't heading to the Caribbean. But Hoke makes a good point here. No one would question Pickett's work ethic. Even before he won the starting role last season, he had already created a small nook in the practice facility for film study, the first Steelers quarterback ever to do so. After a limited but solid preseason series of drives all ending in offensive scoring, we all expected Pickett to make a legitimate second-year jump in 2023. Instead, the offense looks shaky more often than not. To be fair, it's not just the quarterback play. But Pickett has not looked like the same player that finished last season with a 7-2 run after the bye. While Pickett's age was a question mark coming out of Pitt and getting drafted just shy of 24 years old, his maturity may be one of the keys to getting this team's offense back on track. There is no question that his teammates support him after voting him the sole captain of the offense. His backup quarterbacks, Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph, have been supportive both on the practice field and in front of the media. And the offensive players have avoided the blame game, showing a unified front despite two blowout losses where the offense couldn't sustain drives. Pickett has maintained a calm demeanor with the media, even after bad offensive performances. His confidence almost certainly has taken a hit, and that may have contributed to him bailing from clean pockets at times this season. But he took the field against division rival last Sunday, remaining steady under pressure, even with an injured knee, and pulled off a game-winning drive, just as he did last season. This hasn't been the start to the season that we expected or wanted, but the Steelers sit at 3-2. Sure, their brief top of time the AFC North has ended with the Ravens beating the Titans today while the Steelers were taking a break. I still expect the offense to show improvement in the coming weeks, and I expect Kenny Pickett to be an effective leader in that process. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter, @GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Cazora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.